Identity, an evolving story that blends then and now, here and there, I and we, what and how. My identity certainly comes from hardwiring as a lover of details, an old soul, and a language junkie. It comes from relationships with people in my life who have shaped my values. I was Helen Martin's person until 2014. I am the daughter of a child of war. I am the daughter of a girl who could wheel a wheelbarrow, eat an apple, and carry a kitten all at the same time. I am the granddaughter of a brave immigrant. I am the granddaughter of a man who taught me how to read the stock page of the newspaper at age 7 and let me, up until age 10, walk barefoot across his back, pause for a moment on his bald, prickly head, and then take a flying leap, landing like a bird on the other side of the living room floor. And the list goes on. It comes from what I do. I encourage and help students acquire Spanish. I practice yoga. I happily shovel snow. I bike all year round. I work way too much. I design my vacations to hike alone in countries where I don't speak the language. I travel lightly and dirt cheaply. And no matter where I go, even in Muncie, I'm almost never without rain gear, duct tape, water, and snacks. And it reflects places where I've put down roots. I was raised with the roaring waters of Niagara Falls and a Native American reservation within a stone's throw. In college, I went to northern Spain and both found and left a part of myself there, beckoning me back constantly, just as Eastern Europe does, like a call from deep in my bones. And most recently, Muncie, which has been a slow-growing seed, but now feels more like home than I ever imagined it would when I landed here 14 years ago. Identity, an evolving story that blends then and now, here and there, I and we, what and how. This is a church where every person is welcome. So please take a moment now, in the now, in the spirit of loving community, to greet those around you.